Guys, we have one last speaker here, which I am just very excited, and I want to honor you guys for those of you who stayed this late, because I'm excited to bring up this next individual, and many of you know her. You've probably seen her train. She's been to many, many locations for trainings. I remember when we started back in the day, 5.5 years ago, we started doing travel parties. And as we built the business, we did every single night. We were out there. We were in the trenches working. And the passion that this woman has, obviously, is hardcore, especially with this business. And she will share with you her story, but she has built this business. She has been mentored by some of the most amazing top industry leaders out there. She's shared the stages with these people. She's been in books. She's been in movies. And I am very excited to bring her up. She is my friend and my business partner, Miss Yvette Ulloa. Well, I want to thank you ladies for being so patient and flexible. I know it's a little late. I am going to deliver a lot in a very short time in a very powerful way. Is that okay with you? Yes. Beautiful. I'm going to teach you through some of the stories and some of the struggles that I have gone through. 6 years ago, I was a government employee. I worked for the government, the city of Burbank, for 10 years. My husband was a police officer. I have to warn you ahead of time, I am a fiery Latina, so I talk with my hands. Is that okay? Yes? Don't let the blonde hair fool you. I'm full of fire, full of passion. And I was working very, very hard. I was working 60, 70-hour weeks. My husband was working probably just as much, as if not more. And one breakthrough point in our life, one of those big challenges, I got sick, and I got taken to the emergency room. And the doctor sat down with me. He goes, you have a really bad case. You have an ulcer from the high stress of your job. And if you don't change something about what you're doing, you're going to end up with a heart attack or a stroke because of the stress level that you're going through. That night, I was praying for something to come into my life. I was hoping that something would come. But I thought it would be a business or, you know, some real estate deal. I had no idea. Didn't understand network marketing. And I was sitting there in the back of the room when somebody was sharing this amazing concept with us. But remember this, I'm still married to him, but he's no longer a police officer. So I was married to a skeptical police officer from New York. He's a Latino, so that's double skeptical. With his arms crossed, his legs crossed, his eyes crossed, he's going, what's this guy trying to sell us? And the guy at the front of the room said something that impacted our lives. He said, what's bigger, your ego or your bank account? And my husband goes, ooh, he has a point. Because we were $70,000 in debt, had no idea how to deal with our finances. You know that they didn't teach us that in school. There was no class on how to deal with your finances. I thought, you get a credit card because they give you a free gift. So I was getting lots of free gifts. Didn't know they take points off for having too many credit cards. And we made every mistake in the world, guys. When we got started, we were ignorance on fire. We were throwing up all over everybody. People were staying away. They would run away across the street at my work if they saw me. Because there's a crazy girl with a cult. Okay? Because I was just so excited and I wanted this so bad, but I was saying all the wrong things. And 6 years ago, there was no training. There was no compensation plan training. We didn't know how to build straight line. I was filling in the blanks. And we got really excited, signed up 17 people, and our business stopped. And then we were like, okay, what happened here? And the reason we signed up so many people is because it was my uncle, my aunt, my grandma. You know, we paid for some of them. And none of them were duplicating, and we didn't know why. And so plugging into the training was what really, really, really cultivated what we have. So I'm here to prove it to all of you that you can and that you will. Because if this fiery Latina that was shy. And I remember, guys, with all my passion, sitting in the back of the room and watching a powerful lady speak. And I was like, wow, if only someday I would ever be able to do that. And I remember seeing the ladies come up for the top 20 earner. And I'm writing down 20 reasons why I need to be up there. I was angry and I was using that as fuel because what does it take to get there? You know, do you guys know that I have a record in the company? You guys want to know what my record is? Yes? Okay. So we know Dr. Peach. He was the fastest international marketing director in the company. He did it in 10 months and 2 days. Yes? So Wayne Nugent, the owner of the World Ventures, was sitting there and he was laughing with his cute little giggly laugh. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, laughing and laughing. And he goes, he did it the fastest, but you guys hold the record. And I said, what is it? He goes, you guys are the slowest. And I looked at him and I go, you're right, Wayne. It took us about 4.5 years to become international marketing directors, but we also had the most fun. Because we took 63 vacations in 5 years. So what we would do is we'd go really fast and then go on a vacation. And we'd go really fast and then, oh, acceleration. And then we would attach 2 days of fun right after that. So we would do what we called traincations. We'd go on training and a little vacation. And then I ran out of vacation time because I was still working full time for the government. So then I started calling in sick, used up all my time. And then I had to get to the point where I needed to fire my boss because my job was getting in the way of my business. So ladies, I know a lot of you are doing this full time. A lot of you are doing this part time. And some of you, like my mama, are doing it sometime. And that's the beauty of this business. This business is here for you. I want you to compete against yourself. Don't judge yourself. Don't compare yourself with some of the people that you see. Because that was not good for me. You need to compete with your own records. What did you do in the last month? Beat that record. And instead of judging yourself, and you know, sometimes that little voice inside is always bickering and saying, you're not good enough. You can't do that. What if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? Instead of asking why not questions, let's ask why questions. How can I make this happen? What's important to me that I need to take it to the next level? Instead of saying, why am I sabotaging? Say, how can I move past it to make it about others and not about me? See, I didn't want to speak up on stage because I was afraid. And that was my ego because I was making it about me. And then one of my mentors said this to me. You've got to take yourself out of the equation. Because when you're saying you don't want to go up and serve people, you're making it about your own fear of how you're going to look like to other people. So a little prayer I say to myself before I go on stage, I said, God, please allow me to make this about serving people. Let me get my ego out of the way. Let me inspire and move somebody to action that is ready to step up, that needs to hear what I need to say. Whatever higher force you believe in, God, the universe, whatever that is, I want you guys to be inspired. I want you to turn your problems into gifts, because I've had to do that multiple times. Many of you have been asking me outside, you know, how are you? How's everything going? And a lot of you guys may not know. Last year was one of the best years of my life. It was also one of the worst. I turned 40 years old last year. Fabulous of 40, hey. And everything in my life was amazing. Dave and I, our first 5 years of marriage were very rocky. Very rocky. We separated for a while. Things were not working out. We were fighting a lot. It's because we didn't have anything in common. Our dream was not there. Then World Ventures came into our life. And we started learning about personal development and getting better and inspiring ourselves to be better people, to be more who we're supposed to be on this earth. And we started getting along and loving each other. And the dream trips are a little bit like honeymoon, so be careful, okay? And all of a sudden, guys, last year was everything aligned. We hit international marketing director. We took 6 months off to travel with Tony Robbins. My health, my body fat was at the perfect place in my life. Everything I had been striving for had lined up. And so I had decided I'm going to write a book. And the name of my book is going to be Fabulous at 40. So I started writing away, and I was just so excited. And I go to my regular dental checkup just during the summer. My doctor tells me we need to come over to this side really quick, and she had a very serious face. And she shows me my x-ray, and she goes, okay, there is something wrong with your jawbone. There seems to be a really big tumor that's been growing in the last 18 months, and you need to go get checked up, and it needs to be an emergency. Because apparently infection of the mouth can travel really fast to your brain, and you can die. I called my doctor, confirmed. He said, absolutely, you need to go right away. So thank goodness for World Ventures, I never had to make a decision based on time or money. So I researched the best doctors. I wanted to go find out somebody who had 100%, you know, non-reoccurrence for whatever this was, had no idea what it was. And I embarked myself on this little journey. So my husband and I fly to Utah, and we see the specialist. And he takes a look at my x-rays, he does a biopsy, puts me to sleep, and the whole deal. And he goes, after a couple days after I woke up and I went back to see the doctor, and we had the analysis back, and he said, you, my friend, have a very rare type of tumor, and we're going to have to do a major, major surgery. This tumor cannot be taken away with chemo or radiation, and let me just show you the x-rays of somebody who just had the surgery. So it was October 30th last year. My husband and I are in complete shock, and one of the big rules we had was turn your challenges into gifts. And I'm going in my mind, okay, where's the gift? Where's the gift? Where's the gift? I'm not finding the gift, God. Where is it? But I'm like, okay, I teach this stuff. I have to embrace this. I said, okay, doctor, you know, whatever it is we need to do, tell me about it. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to have a positive spirit. So the doctor brings this x-ray. I'm not kidding you guys. He brings it out, and my husband almost passes out. This is a tough cop from New York, LAPD guy. He starts turning purple and blue and about to pass out. I'm like, honey, stop. We're okay. We're good. And I look at this x-ray, and it was this girl, and they had removed an entire quarter of her jaw. Because the tumor has, I guess, little tentacles, so they have to go all the way around it because it comes back. And so he told me we needed to go through 3 different surgeries, about $150,000 worth of surgeries. And they had to remove my jawbone. They were creating a special metal plate, and they were going to screw it right here. It was going to take me out of the game for 9 months at least. They were going to wire shut my jaw. And I'm a blue, I love to speak, okay? That is not good. When he told me I can't speak for 9 months, I said, you're crazy. I'm going to go find another doctor. But after 12 doctors, number 12 still told me the same thing. And I'm a person that does not take no for an answer. So I went to see alternative doctors, holistic doctors, Tony Robbins doctors, whatever doctor I could find, I would go, and people would send me the most beautiful prayers and love and things. And finally, one of the last doctors, he said, Yvette, maybe your lesson and your gift in this is that you have to go through the process to help other women who are going through pain. And I'm speaking to every single one of you today, because I know that you've been in pain at one point in your life or are going through some hard times in your life. I know. I know some of you have been abused. I was. I know some of you have been raped. My sisters, I love you. But this is the time to make a decision and allow that which happened to you to fuel you, to give you fire, to give you strength, so that you can inspire somebody else. Because had I been stuck in my story from the abuse that I went through as a child, I would not be here. But I had to step out of that because I was using that as a crutch in my life. Well, I can't be successful because this happened to me. Well, I can't have that because look at me. Why, God? Why did this happen to me? Instead of asking, God, how can I use that as a lesson, as a gift? How can I release that? I challenge every one of you ladies. You are all so powerful, beyond measure. You have what it takes. I know it because I've been there. To release that into the past and embrace the future that God has provided for you. To live full out. To release that and be able to live that true identity, your true purpose in life. As I'm going through this challenge, guys, I had to ask a lot of questions. And I had to check myself. Because I was asking some wrong questions. What did I do to deserve this? It was such a painful process. And through that, I was able to find a gift, which was, I realized that my mission was to empower other women who are going through pain. And I'm so thankful that that happened to me. Because that's how I discovered it. But in the middle of all that, guys, sometimes you go through trials and tribulations. A month later, November 30th, we get a phone call. We were at Byron's house in Kansas. And the doctor, my sister-in-law sends me a text, urgent call, urgent call. Dave calls her back, and he just is in complete disbelief. And they tell him, your dad just died. He was in a motorcycle accident. He was going to work. A truck didn't see him. And it dragged him for 100 feet. He was so full of life. He was so ready to start retiring this year. He had just finished paying off his house as a deli man. He worked 3 jobs to pay off that house. This was the year they were going to retire. His mom, Dave, his sister, his whole family. And I remember Dave posting, because we live by that rule, find the gift in every challenge. And he posted on Facebook, God, I'm trying to find a gift, but I just haven't been able to. I challenge every single one of you, no more excuses. When you look in the mirror, look at the greatness that God has given you. Look at who you're supposed to be, not who you think you are. Get the ego out of the way. Get the mindset that doesn't serve you and start living your full potential. Because I know you can, because I have been there and I was able to break through. Through that whole journey, Dave's dad grew up as an orphan. He grew up in the streets, doing all kinds of little jobs, and became a great man. He could have used those as excuses and said, I can't because this happened to me. But he was one of the most proud Americans that I have ever met, with an Ecuadorian accent. What that gave us, the gift that that gave us, is that all our Royal Ventures family was coming to us with so much love, and they wanted to send flowers. And one of my best friends, Gabby, she had this amazing idea. Instead of flowers, why don't we do something to honor his name? Same day that he passed away, somebody, one of our good friends, was coming back from the same city in Ecuador and had been so touched by this orphanage that needed to be built because 28 kids had been abandoned and the government was looking for a new home because they had been mistreated in the previous orphanage. So we decided to start an orphanage in his honor. We turned one of our greatest winters into one of our most beautiful summers. Tuesday morning, we're going to leave to the orphanage and we're going to go meet the kids. And we're going to thank you. And we're going to teach them life lessons based on Dad's life and teach them not to use their life as an excuse, but to use their life as fuel. So I'm almost done. I'm going to wrap up the story. After all that journey and some of the saddest moments that I've experienced, thinking, what's going to happen with me? Because I've heard of so many complications. I had to stop watching the YouTube and the chats and because I was watching people that had 16 surgeries and they were still not good. And I prayed and I said, you know what? Maybe I need to just go to the surgery. So Dave and I packed up 6 suitcases, moved to Utah with that best doctor. We said, we're going to go through with the surgery. And ladies, I'm going to challenge you. You're going to learn a lot this weekend. I'm going to challenge you to pick 2 things and move forward with those 2 things. And on Monday or Tuesday, I want you to leave your excuses behind and step into your greatness and make that phone call that could change somebody's life. And I want you to think of me and my story when you make that phone call. Because somebody made that phone call for me and they saved my life. So we moved to Utah. It's the day before pre-op. We're giving them a $50,000 deductible for this big surgery. Thank God World Ventures was in our life. Because for those 3-4 months when our wings were broken, they had our back. The money kept on coming in. The travel dollars were paying for all the flights when I was going to all the doctors all over the world. And the 3-part surgery, they were going to cut me, they were going to bolt me, then they were going to go to my hip, and they were going to take my hip bone and do a reconstructive surgery. And I told the doctor, doctor, I'm a Latina. I like to shake my hips. Can't do that. Can't take that away from me. And then the 3rd surgery would be titanium implants to get some kind of teeth back in me. It was one of the hardest things that I've had to decide, but I knew that that was the right thing. So we're about to go into pre-op, and Dave once more goes on Facebook. And he says, frustrated with Yvette's surgery, still praying for a miracle. Sometimes all you got to do is ask the right questions. Within a couple of hours, one of our great friends from San Antonio, Tosh and Shayla, they give us a call. And Tosh had a choice. He could have said, I don't want to go and call them. And what if they don't want to do this? He said, I have to call them because it's going to save her life. He gives me a call, tells Dave, I have a doctor. I'm having lunch with the doctor. He thinks he can help you. He's a scientist. He has a special treatment for your type of condition. He can specifically help your condition. And of course, at this point, I was so ready to have surgery. And I told Dave, I'm too tired. I've researched so much. I'm just ready to go through with this. And he goes, babe, there's something in his voice. Why don't we try it one more time? And there was so much posture and so much certainty in our friend's voice. You've got to come to San Antonio. You've got to leave that doctor behind. You've got to come. That we believed one more time. Guys, we went to San Antonio, met with this doctor. My husband's an investigator. I mean, he was questioning, you know, putting on his police officer hat. This guy checks my blood. It was completely out of whack. My white blood cells were down. 5 or 6 different things were off. Within 5 days, this doctor brought my blood to perfect levels. And then he goes, next step is to attack the tumor. And so we're not at the end of the marathon just yet. We got about 1 more mile to run. about 120 days from taking that final x-ray. But everything in my life has realigned. Because I always chose to find the gift in every challenge, to ask the right questions. And I always be thankful for the person who chose to get out of his comfort zone and make that call that changed my life. Because what the doctor said was that the inflammation in my veins and my arteries was so high, and even the lab, the independent lab, gave me a brochure on this, and they said that had it gone into surgery, I would have had a stroke or a heart attack. I am so thankful for my network and my family of World Ventures friends because they saved my life. And I'm about 120 days from taking that final x-ray and crossing that finish line. But everything, had the bone density test, had the blood test, everything is already showing the indicators that we're on the right track. But the reason I share that story is because a lot of you have had something that's impacted you in your life. An event, somebody in your life that's affected you, something that happened when you were a child. And I really want to ask you to find the gift in that event and allow your power to come out. Because you were put on this earth for a reason. Like Zig Ziglar says, God don't make no junk. So ladies, I want to thank you for your time. I honor every single one of you. God bless you. And we will see you guys tomorrow morning. Thank you so much. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Thank you.